Hello and welcome to Idle Chat with Wait What Podcast.
There we go. There it is. There we go.
Oh, is that actually the start? All right, okay.
Yeah, we'll keep that. We'll keep that. That was funny. We'll keep that. That was funny. We'll keep that. Yeah. Yes, we're back. We're here.
We're How are we doing, guys?
We're not queer. We're not queer.
But, well, can I just say something? I'm slacking. There we go.
We normally have to remind him of that.
I thought you were saying you was a Pokemon or something. I'm slacking. I was like, what is Pokemon?
All of this. Do all this.
Sweet. So we're here to talk about Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas content. Promise there was going to be some.
Yeah.
We're not lonely this Christmas.
No, we're not. Well, I was going to say that this has come out over the weekend. On Thursday, we did our tournament episode, which was Christmas number ones, which Mitchell put together. A huge 64 list. So it's very long. Well, it's not very long. It's not as long as we thought it would be.
No, it's not as long as we thought it would be.
We got through it quick enough, but it is long. So, you know, check it out still.
It's a bumper episode, I like to say.
Yeah. It's Christmas. It's UK Christmas number ones. And it's crazy because there's like novelty hits in there, popular songs of the time, mixed in with some Christmas bangers. So, yeah. It's a fierce tournament.
There were
heavy casualties definitely throughout the tournament, and some surprising twists that we did not expect.
Yes.
At one point, I'll just spoil it here. If you haven't seen it already, checked it out already. Me, Mitchell, and Liam all turned religious For a very split second, we were all very religious. Yes, and that's not a euphemism.
But anyway, speaking of
religious and Christmas, Mitchell has got a little list. He's got a little list. I mean, none of them be missed.
He's checking it twice.
And he's going to let us know, was it the seven weirdest Christmas traditions?
Seven strangest Christmas traditions from around the world.
I'd like to clarify that strangest is not what we don't class it as strange. It's just the list said strange. No, so don't come for us.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe we'll hear one of these and think, that's not strange, and then we'll cast the right on this list.
Yeah.
Who wrote this list?
On the regentholidays.co.uk website.
Regent Holidays?
Yeah, by Elizabeth Griffiths.
Ah, so it's like a...
Full name.
Okay. Oh, he's doxed her, mate. Just doxed
her. Yeah, well, you know...
Go for her, not us.
Yeah, go Elizabeth Griffiths, you bitch. Yeah. We don't know yet. Maybe not.
Possible bitch.
Yeah.
Potential bitch.
Number one on this list is Christmas with KFC in Japan.
I know about that,
I know about this. Didn't America do this as a bamboozle?
I think so.
I heard a story about how an American dude was like, I think that's what Americans call people, dudes, isn't it? Is that what I say? They call them dudes.
Yes, dudes. Yes. Americans refer to dudes. Yes, dudes and dudettes. Yes,
dudes and dudettes. So he was like, pretty sure they told them that they used to have it on Christmas in America, and they were just like, cool, say less. Hmm. And they have really took the ball and run with it.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Is that what it says in the article, Mitchell? That's why they do it. Because I know that they literally like queue like round the corner, round the blocks, all to get their KFC for Christmas.
Well, they have to pre-order it, don't they? They don't.
Yeah, exactly.
On Christmas Day, they
have
to pre-order
it. It comes with like a commemorative like plate for the year and stuff. Like it's like a proper thing.
Yeah.
Well, back in December 1974, American-born fast food chain KFC began to promote itself as the place to eat the ideal Christmas meal.
In Japan.
This clever marketing idea sparked a trend, and since then, a Christmas trip to KFC has become part and parcel of the celebrations for many families. In fact, an estimated 3.6 million families gather together to share a KFC bucket every year.
I suppose it kind of makes sense because obviously Christmas is like a Western religion. Like it's not really like in Japan, like their religions that they had like through centuries were like obviously very like Asian religions. What's the way the word I'm thinking of? Taoism and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, like Taoism, well, Buddhism. Well, Buddhism and stuff. Buddhism and stuff. Yeah, exactly. So, like, Christmas would have been, like, a very Western kind of, like, celebration. And they probably treat it the same way as, like, a Halloween, like, kind of the like way we would treat it, you know? But whereas, like, Christmas obviously has religious connotations over here, they probably feel the same for Christmas in Japan. So, yeah, they're probably...
Tell the last back paragraph, if you want.
Yeah.
It says it's served in festive packaging, dining on Kentucky for Christmas from Santa doppelganger Colonel Sanders. So apparently Colonel Sanders is Santa's doppelganger.
It's identity theft.
It's now a somewhat unusual Christmas tradition Japanese families to use to mark the festive season.
I don't even think that's strange anymore because it's such a common thing there.
It is since 1974. I think I don't think any of the generation there would be like.
I think everyone knows about it though. Everyone knows about it. It's like, do you know that they actually have I can't even speak KFC at Christmas in Japan. Everyone's like, I heard about that.
Yeah,
I have to say, like KFC now is dead. Like it's bad. Like compared to how it was.
That's UK.
KFC. Yeah, in the UK. UK KFC has gone downhill, but the UK KFC marketing team is one of the best because they once had that advert about the chicken walking down the street and they like around all the other chicken shops that you normally get kind of thing. But the KFC's never referenced the fact there's other chicken shops, so you know they're flexing muscles there. But their Christmas advert this year is fucking fantastic, where they're putting up loads of social media tweets about like people asking about turkey, that like starting to do Kentucky Fried Turkey and stuff like that for Christmas. And it's like, when are you going to bring in Kentucky Fried Turkey? When are you going to bring in Kentucky Fried Turkey? And then they put up like a graphic that just said, "We heard you." And he goes, "And we ignored you."
while advertising their new burger, innit? Yeah.
For chicken and stuff like that. It's just like, yeah, well done, KFC. I respect that.
If you want turkey, go to Kentucky Fried Turkey. So the next one on this list is hiding broomsticks in Norway.
Norway?
Yeah, Norway.
Which country does that? Do they go to Norway to hide their broomsticks or...?
No, the families hide their broomsticks in Norway.
No, I know.
and then you go back on the plane.
Yeah. Yes, it's everyone in the world does it, and if you don't, then you're the weird one.
Yeah,
everyone goes to Norway. You're telling me you've never gone on your broom pilgrimage to Norway? What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Go to the Norwegian fjords, put down a broom.
If you're celebrating Christmas in Norway, then Julbord is the festive tradition that you should definitely get on board with. Translating,
I've laid a lot of broom in Norway. I've laid a lot of broom in Norway, and I've laid some pipe in Amsterdam.
Woof.
Sorry, there was a Norwegian tradition there now I wasn't listening to.
Well, apparently, it's never been actually verified by a Norwegian person.
Oh, the Norwegian person has never confirmed this. Can we find a Norwegian person? Someone ring Haaland. He must know. He didn't grow up in Norway. That don't count. Who did?
Odegaard.
Odegaard. There you go.
Hoyland.
Hojland, yeah.
Hojland.
Right. So, supposedly, this is a tradition. What, the families hide the broomsticks?
It's basically like, it carries on to say, and it seems like that joyriding witches aren't in reality a feature of Norway's national holiday.
Joyriding witches.
It's Emma Griffiths.
That's why they hide the broomsticks. Because they think witches are going to be joyriding.
Emma.
It's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Was she high?
Sorry.
Maybe.
Was she high?
Maybe.
Oh, no. Well, you're saying that she's saying the reason is because Norway believe in witches.
Yeah. basically.
And it's very quick. And why Christmas though?
It's just after Halloween. They're allowed to come out on their broomsticks at Halloween, but not at Christmas.
Put the broomsticks away. It's Christmas time.
Exactly.
Right.
Don't
okay.
Don't you sweep that floor?
Yeah. All right. We're only using mops from now on.
Use the Hoover. What's Norwegian for Hoover?
Hoover. Yeah. It's a brand name.
H with an O with a line for it.
Nice. Yeah. Hoover.
Hoover.
No, Hoover. It's. I can't say that.
It finishes up with, but if you're celebrating Christmas in Norway, then Julbord is a festive tradition that you should definitely get on board with. Translating as Christmas table, if you're invited to Julbord, then expect a Christmas party of epic Norwegian proportions with a festive serving traditional roast pork belly, meatballs, and glögg. Norway's version of mulled wine.
Grog. Grog. Sounds like.
Grog. Sounds like grog.
Yeah. All right, cool. That sounds pretty sick. That sounds strange.
Nah.
Dave, the next one, if I was you, I wouldn't go to Sweden at Christmas.
They ban all weed?
No. Enormous Christmas goats in Sweden.
Oh, no. I'll be skinned alive.
Is it just because Dave's enormous?
Maybe. No, it's a strange.
Oh, so you should know. You should have turned around and said, "Yeah, dick's enormous." Come on, it's just up.
It's been foul a long ball.
Time. Foul ball.
No, not hearing that. No, sir. No, sir. That was no swing.
That's a wing, animus. Swing.
No, I didn't even swing. I let that go for a ball.
That's a ball.
Yep.
Right, I'm going to probably butcher this name.
There you go.
Every year, an enormous goat is constructed in Slottsgret Castle Square in Gaul.
Just call it Svensburg.
Svensburg, Sweden.
Just say in the land of the Swedish people.
The Swedania. It is Swedania land.
It's a castle.
Swedonia.
The Swedonian castle.
There you go.
Yep.
Some 200 miles northwest of Stockholm. The gigantic version of the traditional straw Swedish Yule goat stands tall and proud in the square for the whole of the Christmas season. And it's on its record-breaking year, the gigantic straw goat measured a whopping 49 foot.
Wow, that's a big-ass goat.
Sadly, most years, vandals get to Garv and burn it down.
Swedish vandals, damn them.
Although illegal, it has become a Christmas tradition to mark and the mark of pride if the goat is able to be destroyed. So if you go to Sweden, take a load of lighters with you.
So what, you get street cred if you burn the goat that year. You're like the king of the criminals. King of the vandals.
The king of the Swedish criminals.
Fortunately, the local fire station is just around the corner from it.
Well, so it makes sense. I would say it's weird. I would say it's Christmassy.
Wow. The girl's goat has now been damaged or destroyed an astonishing 38 times. Despite this, it's able to keep its global fan club updated throughout Advent on X.
So the person that's able to finally fool the goat, that goat's going to do some damage if it comes down. It's 49 feet tall.
In order to prevent arson and the Yule goat being destroyed, more elaborate security measures are added each year and now include a double fence, 24-hour CCTV and 24 guard patrol with canine unit.
And a gun!
And a ruddy gun.
Surely the easiest way is just to make the whole thing flame retardant.
Yeah. Build it out of metal.
Well, just spray it in that stuff that you can make it not catch fire.
I was going to make a joke, then I decided not to. I was going to make a joke, then I decided not to.
Good. Yeah. Glad, thank you for telling us you're not going to make that joke.
You're welcome.
All right. You do that all the time.
So next one on the list. Well, we're talking about goats. Men dressed as goats in Romania.
I thought you were going to say just men in general. Men are the greatest.
We don't know what we did.
Romania is a fascinating country to visit, but even more so if you happen to be there on Christmas Eve, when you might catch the sight of men dressed as goats, called Capra, walking through Capricorn. The streets, accompanied by singers. The traditional garments worn by the Capra are brightly coloured with wooden goat masks and sheepskin on the back.
Huh. Are these the ones that like knock on the doors and stuff?
What, Joe's Witnesses?
No, in the world. I don't know. No, they're those people. If you haven't heard Mary's Boy Child, then that doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, true. That's what happens. All the Romanians are listening to Mary's Boy Child, and that's why they're all there. We'll live forever.
Born on Christmas. Wait a minute. Why am I dressed like a goat? Ah!
Yeah. No, I'm Capra.
I've been corned. Good times.
Yeah, that sounds strange. I'll give it that.
It's the strange bit for me is the sheep on the back and the goat on the head. It's a bit weird.
Wooden. It's a wooden goat mask though.
Yeah, it's a wooden goat mask. Like, why it's not a goat weird. Skull.
See, that would be cool.
Also messy. Probably smell bad.
Well, you'd clean it first.
Which would you?
I wouldn't do it to start with. So my passport's expired, so I wouldn't get into Romania.
The next one is eating raw whale and decomposed ucks in Greenland.
Oh.
See that? They call that Tuesday.
Yeah, I've heard about them eating like whale blubber and stuff.
Oh, fermented shark.
Yeah.
In Greenland, Matak and Kivak are considered great delicacy reserved for Christmas.
Yeah, well,
you know, I will politely decline.
Apparently, Matak tastes like coconut.
What's that?
Which one's that?
Matak is whale skin with some blubber attached that is supposed to be chewed, but is often just swallowed, as it can be a little tough. Apparently, it tastes like coconuts.
I will politely decline.
I'll probably go for that.
Kivak is made from the raw flesh of ucks, a small Arctic bird. The ucks are buried in sealskin a long time before Christmas and then dug up at to eat. Oh, man. When they have reached an advanced stage of decomposition.
I love how the further he gets through the sentence, he's just like, oh, nah. Wait, so I'm assuming they bury it in like the ice.
Bury it in the ground.
Yeah, they bury it in the
ground or the snow ground, wherever.
Not ice. That'd be stupid. That'd freeze it. No, in the snow. Yeah, no, sorry.
If you don't fancy it, though, not to worry, as there is usually barbecued caribou on the menu too.
Deer.
Caribou.
Yeah, it's deer, basically. A big deer.
Caribou?
Isn't it Carabao?
No, Carabao.
Caribou.
No, because the energy drink is named after that animal, isn't it? Carabao.
No. No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a caribou. It's spelled different.
I know it's caribou because I watched Polar Express and he goes, caribou!
Oh, okay.
Wait, how's it go?
Caribou!
He's always said it once.
Make sure he said it again. All I'm saying, though, is that film is dreadful, by the way. I'm just putting it out there. It's one of the worst Christmas films I've ever seen in my life.
Other ways to get into the holiday spirit in Greenland include children screaming for Santa at the start of December and the terrifying tradition of the entire family telling ghost stories on Christmas Eve.
Just to get the kids right, make sure they don't sleep.
Wait a minute, what country is that?
Greenland.
Greenland has goth Halloween.
Yeah.
Goth Christmas.
Makes sense.
Where's Liam going?
Finland, Iceland. Finland, Iceland, all that.
All the lands, basically. Anything that's got land. It's funny that Iceland is Greenland is like icy, and Iceland has greenery. Crazy.
Iceland's mainly volcano, like volcano stuff, rocks and shit. I'd go there.
I wouldn't mind going there. Sounds like a cool place to go, to be honest.
Iceland, definitely. Or Greenland.
The next one on the list is giving treats to the Christmas mamas in Latvia.
Christmas mamas?
Yeah.
What are Christmas mamas?
A tradition in a number of Northern Hemisphere countries, even some parts of the UK. Mummering is when groups get together dressed in disguise, going from house to house during the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, this is the one. This is what I thought. You know the one I said you had the mask? This is what I've heard about this. They literally just go to the doors and they receive, like, treats.
In Latvia, these mass processions are rooted in tradition and known as ketetas. And although they started to disappear in the 19th century, they've had something of a revival since the 1970s.
So they're beggars, basically.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Door-to-door beggars. At least, like, carolers sing a song.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I mean, you can either have them knock on your door or you can listen to Boney M and end up knocking on the door.
Do you reckon that's how you fight back if you get carolers? You start blasting us at Boney M. Yeah. Suddenly you're all in a church.
Hark now, the angels.
This kind of sounds like trick-or-treating. Because it is a kind of moving social gathering. The group dressed in masks depicting animals or more macabre figures like death and living corpses are offered food and drink at the houses they visit are more often invited inside for treats in exchange for a dance or performance.
Oh,
that's the trick and treat.
Time for the performance. Play my music.
There is a catch. If, however, the individual is recognized underneath the costume, then they have to remove the outfit.
What completely?
Yeah. We're talking about butt cheeks in the wind and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guessing they've got clothes on underneath.
Imagine it was your granddad. And your dog was. It's like, what are you doing under there? And he's like, oh, for fuck's sake. And he's just, old cheeks out in your house and stuff.
I don't think you should be visiting old people, like, dressed as death.
That's probably not a great idea.
Yeah.
Give me your stuff. Give me your stuff.
We're not getting any. Yeah. Imagine trying to do that, like, just like knocking on people's doors, just going, all right, I'll give you a little dance for, like, some treats.
Dance for Kate.
I'm dressed as a fox. I'm dressed as yif yif.
I'm dressed as a fox. Meow. Can I have some treats?
Do a little foxy dance.
Make sure you hand like this though.
Yeah. Be like, but just think you're furries. That's what they think. They think you're anime fans or furries.
If I opened my door and there was either anime fans or furries, I would just start throwing punches.
Don't even let them speak.
No. You know what you just do? You just hold your arms outwards and then just spin round as fast as you can.
Could be coming to tell you you've won a load of money. Doesn't matter. Just first reaction.
Just scream like Homer Simpson and just start swinging.
Nuts!
So I just scrolled on a bit. It says seven Christmas traditions. There's 10 on here.
I think we should only do seven. That's what we were promised.
Yeah,
we promised seven. We are not doing more than seven.
So the next
how many
one,
have we done so far? How many have we done so six. Far?
This is the last okay. One.
This is the last one.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
Finland's candlelit graveyards and the sauna elf.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Sauna elf.
I don't know where do we start? Do we start with the sauna elf, which sounds erotic, or we go with the candlelit graveyard, which sounds demonic?
I could just read the first paragraph.
That's probably a good idea.
At first glance, this might feel a little bit morbid, but in fact, surprisingly uplifting and beautiful too. On Christmas Eve, families in Finland visit the resting places of their loved ones and light a candle to place on the grave.
That's normal, though, isn't it? A lot of people do. They go to church and they light a candle for a lot of the loved ones.
Yeah, but I don't think they usually go to the actual graveyard
at the same time. Maybe not at the same time.
Well, man, I don't find that strange. I find it's, that's more...
If you did that in this country, it's probably going to be pissing down in rain, so I wouldn't bother.
Yeah, that's the only reason why it'd stop you, though, because that's the only reason why it would stop you.
It's a fire risk.
Not only does this tradition help people graveyard. To remember those they have lost, it turns cemeteries into tranquil, glittering havens of light that some choose to walk in just to appreciate their beauty.
Some people like a graveyard. Some people enjoy walking around a graveyard.
The Finnish take this tradition seriously, and as many as 75% of Finnish families take part.
Wow. That's a lot of candles, boy.
Yeah. A common tradition you're likely to associate with a winter holiday to Finland is sauna. And with many homes having their own, families will often get together on Christmas Eve for a sauna together.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, that's like all getting in a hot tub together. We get in a hot tub with your family.
Yeah. No. No.
It's like kissing your cousin.
So Julu sauna, Finnish for Christmas sauna, is the traditional is a tradition in most households. It aims to be relaxing before the busyness of Christmas Day, as well as an opportunity to pay tribute to the sauna elf by leaving him treats and thanking him for keeping the sauna tidy and warm.
Oh, well, fucking... So I'd be pissed if I was the owner of that sauna. Just be like, that ain't the fucking elf. It's me that keeps this fucking sauna.
Hang on a minute.
The thing is,
hang
every
on.
House has a sauna, apparently.
Hang on, there's a sauna elf. So what, they're burning the elf?
No, the sauna elf keeps it tidy and clean.
Well, they're saying they're keeping it warm. So for it to be warm, they have to, like, hot rocks. So they're using, like... Hot elves.
No, they're leaving treats for the elf.
Yeah, they're leaving treats for the elf.
So they didn't do anything.
A bit of chocolate that you put on the seat, and then when you come back, it's just melted chocolate on there. Just like, the fucking elf didn't clean it.
Who's shat in the sauna?
Shat on the turkey.
So,
I would say a majority of them weren't that weird. Some of them were a bit strange, but no, I wouldn't say they're weird or strange.
So obviously, sex in public is illegal. But if you have got caught having sex in a graveyard, is that like a new level of like illegal?
That's a new level of disrespectful.
Disrespectful. So do you think you get more for that than just normal sex in public?
No,
depends
I think
on what
it's
time
just...
of day you do it. If you do it during the day, then maybe.
If you do it during the day, you get do it when you're doing it during the day. You get a handshake for being ballsy.
Yeah, during the day, where there's grieving families. It's a funeral over there, and you're just over in the field next to it, clapping cheeks.
Yeah, you can just listen to hear a funeral procession going on and crying, and you can just hear...
Who's clapping?
Yeah. At least at night, there's a level of spookiness to it, kind of thing. So it kind of at least put you off.
Yeah, all you do is you're doing there, you're there late paying respects, it's dead silent, and all you can hear in the distance is...
If that's
film. What you hear when the cheeks are clapping, and I would adjust your technique, because you hear
my technique is fine. I've got two kids.
All right, Heath Slater, I got kids.
I say you're doing it wrong.
The technique's fine. It's the protection.
his technique's fine. It's his finishing. That's the problem.
Boom, there we go. That's what's it. There we go. Fantastic. I knew we'd find the end eventually.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys. You can all find all previous Adam chats and all podcasting platforms. You can find all our main episodes there too. Thank you and peace.